विधुनोति सुकृत्सतम् नष्टा प्रायेष पाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवता सेवया भगवति उत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद् भागवतम् Canto 4, Chapter 27, Attack by Chandavega on the City of Puranjana. Shayana unnatha madho mahamana Maharhatalpe mahishi bujopadhi Tam eva viro manute param yatas Tamo vibhuto nanijam param chayat Shayana unnatha madho mahamana Maharhatalpe mahishi bujopadhik Tameva viro manute param yatas Tamo vibhuto nanijam param chayat Shayana unnatha madho mahamana Maharhatalpe mahishi bujopadhi Tham eva viro manute param yatas Tamo vibhuto Nani jamparam chayat.
Thank you.
Shayanah, lying down. Unadhamadah, increasingly illusion. Mahamanah, advance in consciousness. Mahaarhatalpe, on a valuable bedstead. Mahishi, of the queen. Puja, arms. Upadhi, pillow. Tam, her. Eva, certainly. Virah, the hero. Manute, he considered. Param, the goal of life. Yatah, from which. Tamah, by ignorance. Abhibhuta, overwhelmed. Na, not. Nijam, his actual self. Param, the supreme personality of Godhead. Cha, and yat, what. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In this way, increasingly overwhelmed by illusion, King Puranjana, although advanced in consciousness, remained always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arms. In this way, he considered woman to be his ultimate life and soul. Becoming thus overwhelmed by the mood of ignorance, he could not understand the meaning of self-realization, of his self, or of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You can repeat, please. In this way, increasingly overwhelmed by illusion, King Puranjana, although advanced in consciousness, remained always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arms. In this way, he considered woman to be his ultimate life and soul. Becoming thus overwhelmed by the mood of ignorance, he could not understand the meaning of self-realization, of his self, or of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. Human life is meant for self-realization. First of all, one has to realize his own self, which is described in this verse as Nijam. Then he has to understand or realize the Super Soul or Paramatma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. However, when one becomes too much materially attached, he takes a woman to be everything. This is the basic principle of material attachment. In such a condition, one cannot realize his own self or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Srimad Bhagavatam 5.5.2, it is therefore said, Mahatsevam dwaram ahur vimuktes tamo dwaram yoshitam sangisangam. If one associates with Mahatmas or devotees, his path of liberation is opened. But if one becomes too much attached to women or to persons who are also attached to women, that is, attached to women directly or indirectly. He opens the Tamo Dwaram, the door to the darkest region of hellish life. King Puranjana was a great soul, highly intellectual and possessed of advanced consciousness. But due to his being too much addicted to women, his whole consciousness was covered. In the modern age, the consciousness of people is too much covered by wine, women, and flesh. Consequently, people are completely unable to make any progress in self-realization. The first step of self-realization is to know oneself as a spiritual soul, apart from the body. In the second stage of self-realization, one comes to know that every soul, every individual living entity, is part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Paramatma, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 15:7. Mama vaimsho jiva loke jiva bhutak sanatana manak shashta nindriyani prakritisthani karakshati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind. All living entities are part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Unfortunately, in this present civilization, both men and women are allowed to be attracted to one another from the very beginning of life. And because of this, they are completely unable to come to the platform of self-realization. They do not know that without self-realization, they suffer the greatest loss in the human form of life. Thinking of a woman always within one's heart is tantamount to lying down with a woman on a valuable bedstead. The heart is the bedstead, and it is the most valuable bedstead. When a man thinks of women and money, he lies down and rests on the arms of his beloved woman or wife. In this way, he overindulges in sex life and thus becomes unfit for self-realization. Shayana unnada madoma hamanna maharhatalpe mahishi bujopadi tam eva viro manute param yatas tamo vibhuto nanijam param chayat. In this way, increasingly overwhelmed by illusion, King Puranjana, although advanced in consciousness, remained always lying down with his head on the pillow of his wife's arms. In this way, he considered women to be his ultimate life and soul. Becoming thus overwhelmed by the mood of ignorance, he could not understand the meaning of self-realization, of his self, or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Om Ajnana Timiram Dasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangulangayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Bande Shri Gurundinataranam Panchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hari Hari. Before I speak, I ask for permission and blessings from my seniors to speak something in accordance to Srimad Bhagavatam. Otherwise, please correct me. So, in this verse, it's stressing the, especially in the purport, the importance, the purpose of human life, and how we can get very far away from that purpose. So basically, human life is a junction when we can go up or down. In at least for the conditioned soul in the material world, this is the opportunity to go to the spiritual world or stay. It's only in human life that he has that great chance. So tamo dwaram yoshita sangi sangam, when our consciousness is attracted to bahir artha, to external sense gratification, then the doors to hellish life is open. Especially it's stressed here when one is very much fond of the opposite sex. Just in the establishing the relationship in the external dress. In the other side is Mahat Sevan, it is service to great souls who are internally oriented and they have established a relationship with the Supreme Self, with the personality of Godhead. So association with them and service to them, to the Mahatmas who are always singing Satatam Kirtayantomam, they are always engaged in serving Krishna by hearing and chanting. By his association we can open all the doors to the spiritual world are automatically open. So we just have to follow Mahajana Yenaga Dasapanta in their footsteps, and the path is very easy when we are protected by those great souls. However, especially we are in a society which stress other goals. We don't learn directly that we are going to hell, in the sense of having a life which is full of suffering. We don't learn like that, but we know by Srimad Bhagavatam that mainly the education and all the propaganda is externally oriented. It's trying to create a massive distraction of the human beings regarding their purpose of life. So we can understand a culture by his goal. The goal of a culture will be reflected in the art, in marketing, we can say, in the way people dress, in so many ways, in the way they talk, in their writings. So we see a construct regarding Vedic culture nowadays culture. And we can understand that this culture, the goal is not self-realization, because we don't see icons or symbols that will reflect that culture of self-realization. Especially some historian people, they say that with the skyscrapers, it was how can I say? It was explicitly stressed that self-realization is not the goal, because before we have this charge, like Jagannath Puri, you can see that, like the chakra in Jagannath Puri, you can see from very far away that there here is a charge, and this is the most high building, because this is God, it's the most important. But then with the skyscrapers, we don't see, we see Coca-Cola now, or McDonald's, other things at the highest. Charts are very small now compared with the other buildings. So in Vedic culture, the temples were the highest buildings. Even we know that the Radha Govindaji temple, was destroyed by the king, atheist king, because it was too big. So he didn't like that, because it was stressing the goal of life. And we see in the culture, for example, in India, still there is some, although Prabhupada said that Vedic culture is dead, it still is valuable there, because it's like an elephant. An elephant is very valuable when he's alive, but if he died, also is valuable by his marfil, how do you call it? The tax of marfil, and other things. So in the same way, in India still we can see some culture, some Vedic culture, although very, like, in a strange way. Like, for example, we might go to a bar there where they say alcohol, but the bar may be called Krishna. May have some name regarding, and the person who is selling the alcohol, what's your name? My name is Venu Gita. So, what kind of alcohol do you have? A Varuni. So there is always some ways that you can remember Krishna. The goal of life is there. You can be drinking, but you say, oh, look, Krishna, some way will be there. Because the culture is reflecting still the goal of life. Even in bars, they still have a name that will make you remember Krishna somehow or other. So in our culture, we don't have that. And even in sacred places, we find, and now it's coming to India, it's already there, that we may go to a sacred place and we see, like I was saying yesterday, a magazine from the church. And we can say that also that magazine are place of pilgrimage, because they're supposed to be all transcendental writings. But I was checking the propaganda behind, and there was McDonald's. So enjoy. So even in sacred objects of pilgrimage, places of pilgrimage, we have another icons or symbols that are remembering, are giving us remembrance of the opposite of goal of life. So therefore, with the culture, how culture is very important in society in order to create an environment for self-realization. So, and our culture, of course, we go to a street and we will see different, many things that may create a massive distraction of ourselves and will encourage our external our senses in an external way. So the Vishaya-jnana, no? All this knowledge, external knowledge, that is not real knowledge, because everything we can see outside of us in some way is not real knowledge, because it's changing. So what nasato vidyate bhavo navabho vidyate sataha. So we know that material things are constantly changing, going through different phases. Therefore, we cannot really understand what's going on. When we try to understand an object, it will be changing through time, even his use, his purpose, everything. So the real knowledge, we know that is absolute knowledge, knowledge that never changes. Like if we try to understand a person or a relationship through the body, which is external energy of Krishna and is always changing, and we cannot understand the person who is there. We may acknowledge that person as a baby, as a child, as a lady, as a man, but we will never get to know who is inside there. And we will be confused. So even it was established a relationship regarding our thought, material thoughts, they are always changing also. So the body is changing, and the thoughts are changing, culture is changing. So in that way, we have to always change our relationship in all aspects. The relationship with thoughts, with persons, with people, and with culture. Because it's changing, and sometimes it's giving some enjoyment, and sometimes not, because it's always bringing suffering or distress due to his unsteady forms. So that therefore we have experience that. Like now King Puranjana, his wife is presented as someone who can help him. Sometimes he's presented as someone who can degrade himself. So all objects of relationship are cause of distress or happiness. Even a wife. A woman can be a help for a man, or can be the cause of his degradation, according to how we perceive. If we perceive as an object, it will be a cause of degradation. If we perceive as a dress of the soul, we may develop respect, and then it won't be a cause of degradation, because it will be established on the spiritual platform. So we will see, if we have the spiritual knowledge, we can be aware of inside that dress there is a spiritual soul, but that dress is very dangerous. And we have to have guidelines how to deal with that external dress of that spiritual soul. And therefore there are Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us guidelines how to respect that spiritual soul that is inside that dress. So, and the first thing that is teaching us is to the respect should be first of all to understand that it's not an orange. our the opposite sex. It's the dress. It's not something for our enjoyment. This is the first thing, and then they will give us many guidelines to make us understand that whatever beauty is coming from that dress, actually, if there is any beauty, is the beauty of the soul. But whatever we are perceiving there is just changing. It's completely false, because material nature is changing. And it's only a perception that is given, is that perception of beauty is only created between these two persons. And it's based on an illusion, but that illusion can help to establish a relationship. So we should use only that that beauty that may be there just to help to establish that relationship if there is that inclination, but to understand that this is just for that purpose, and then it will be vanished, that beauty, whatever. If we don't establish that relationship in a very short time, then it will be destroyed, that relationship, because it's based in something false. So it's just to give the impetus to establish a relationship with the soul, then therefore the scripture, they will give a guideline for Grihastha life. And we'll explain very clearly what is Grihamedi. So this so relationship can be in everything, but now we are talking about male and female. So although it's very difficult, we see through history that many, even great saintly persons, they mistake that by they were in sammoha jiva, you know, under illusion by this external beauty of the opposite sex. But anyway, scriptures are giving us the shelter. There are the sadhus and the scriptures to constantly be reminded, to hear constantly of the real beauty and of the false beauty of the material world. So if we understand about the real beauty, then we will see that mama vainso jivaloke, that this person that is with me is part of that, is a part and parcel of that beauty, of the complete beauty, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And we will honor that aspect and understand that whatever other beauty is just an illusion, a perception only, which is changing all the time. Like the body has 9 changes: impregnation, gestation, then the 3 Kaumara, no, youthhood, Kaumara, Balya, Kaishora, then Yovanam, middle age, old age, and death. So there is just this little time with all the phases of the body, and then we have just a few time to establish relationships. Then the rest is gone, and we lose the chance to discover who is inside that body. And the best relationship we can establish is the relationship that will help us to go back to Godhead, to the relationship that will awake our dormant love for God. And that association is through hearing and chanting. So that's what I have to say, because I think it's late. But Basically, my point is that there are two ways, two doors that we can open, and both doors are open through association. So we always have to have that association of Mahat, mass of great souls, and then we will have other type of association who are dangerous. In order to make that association safe, we have to follow the instructions of the Mahatmas and establish the relationship on the basis of the soul and respect that person because of his relationship with the Supreme Being of Krishna. Other connection would be wrong. Sorry to speak so plainly. It's how it's coming out. Don't have much vocabulary and knowledge. So, is there any question or comment?
That's a relationship by which we can gain perception of the person within. And many times we hear it expressed, well, what about other aspects of a devotee's life, which are, you know, gross and emotional also? If we neglect those, then that can become an impediment to their progressive evolvement. And at the same time, if we adhere too much to that platform, then it may obscure the actual essence of the relationship, which is based on hearing and chanting. So I don't know, what would be the advice that you would give a devotee in balancing the relationship between the real essence aspect of hearing and chanting about Krishna together and also the other aspect of a devotee's life, which are gross and emotional? What would be your advice? How do we reconcile?
There are different type of degrees of intimacy and the relationship. So, relationship among devotees, according to their service together, they may have a natural relationship in the way of they can cover many aspects of the life, because they are serving together. Like we were talking the other day, it will come in a natural way. They can get together and hear and chant, and then they can, the other aspects, emotional, how they feel or about family life, other things, will be there also. But the main impetus for that relationship is that they are helping each other to advance. And when those topics come, there shouldn't be any problem. I mean, if both of them have an attraction to hear and chant. Like I have different relationship with different devotees, and with some of them they know much about my life, not so-called life. and it helps also when they are interested in that aspect to deepen the relationship, but always there is some Krishna consciousness there. Like I have friends that we were distributing books for many years together, and now they are married. We talk not every day, or maybe once a year sometimes, or we write letters, but any time we get together, even through writing or by talking, the relationship, we start just remembering about our life, how we were feeling before when we were distributing books like that, and all topic of Krishna consciousness start coming, because the relationship was based on service. So just by talking about experience of book distribution like that, or talking even about our parents and how we deal to express them that we were practicing Krishna consciousness like that. I think it should be not artificial in the sense that to be scared in a relationship that if we are talking with another devotee and he brought a topic that we may think that is not related to Krishna. I'm not talking about gossip like that, no? But he may be saying, I feel pain in my arm, whatever, like that. It won't be very wise to say, yeah, don't talk about that. Just talk about Krishna. It won't be, as far as my experience, you won't feel like this person want to know something about me or want to have a relationship with me. He just want to, I don't know, he just want to hear something from Krishna so he can hear with anyone. But every individual soul is a particular being. It's a different from each other. So the personality manifests external personality from the time being. It should be accepted also. On the basis of helping the spiritual soul inside. But the body, for example, is the only way we can get relationship to serve devotees. Behind, like, we can serve the instructions, of course, it's the most important, but serving the body of another devotee is also a way of making relationships. We know. All the devotees know. Just by Dadati, Prati, Vinati, Griham, Uhyan, Makyati, Prikchati. Dadati, we give gifts to devotees, and sometimes we may give. We can give transcendental knowledge. We have, we can give a book, but we can also give a T-shirt, a pant, whatever, and it's for the body. And we won't say, Prabhu, this is for the body. Don't give me anything. And that guhyam akyati prikchati can be based is to help us to become self-realized, but also that guhyam akyati prikchati is sometimes revealing to another devotee how I'm feeling my emotional feelings. I cannot, it's based on trust. So I'm trusting that if I tell you how I'm feeling, you won't say just, you're in Maya, don't talk about those nonsense. You're going to hear what is happening to that person. And then you try to raise his consciousness. And then Bhungte Bojate Chaiva, we give prasadam, and the prasadam is taken by the body, although it's spiritual. So everything can be connected like this to Krishna. I just see, for example, a writing of one senior devotee, from this Prabhupada disciple, who was appreciating, it was for the Father's Day. So he was writing something to his father. Oh, very nice letter. And we can say this is material. Like, and no, because his life is dedicated to Krishna. So wherever his reflection also are considered spiritual when the person is advanced. And he has feeling for all spiritual living entities. And not like I used to be taught that we don't talk with karmis like that, and I consider that my family also like that. But I remember when I used to go to Sankirtan, I used to be very friendly also. I was taught to be very friendly with people in order to attract them to Krishna consciousness. So book distribution, sometimes you have to talk relative topics in order to attract them to Krishna or to the books. But then I was, with my family, I was really like not talking, not even drinking from the same glass they were using, because I was fanatical, and also I was teaching maybe like that. But then it was actually the same. They didn't understood, but Kridananda Maharaj gave us a lecture and explained to me how to relate better. He said that we are just representing Krishna in all the situations. So if a person that we have a relationship is not in Krishna consciousness, but just by being nice, if that person become attracted to us at some aspect, the Krishna consciousness will come sooner or later. If we establish the relationship according to that level of the person. So then we can relate with everyone. Like Kridananda Maharaj went to the house of a devotee who left Krishna consciousness. So he invited him, and they were playing ping pong. Like ping pong, talking different. Then for 2-3 days he stayed there. He didn't talk about Krishna, nothing. He just wasn't being trying to be friendly with him. But he had a plan in mind. So after 3 days, this the devotee who wasn't practicing was completely in love with Maharaj. And he said, please don't leave now. I want to be with you. Your association is so nice. And so he said, then come with me. Give up everything now and come with me. And go to. And then that person came back to Krishna consciousness. But if the relationship will be from the beginning, like, no, I came here to talk about Krishna. Otherwise, well, both of us will be in Maya. So it's just the intention, I think. What is our intention in the relationship? We really want someone to have a relation of based on a spiritual foundation. It's just a feeling that we really want that, that will make the decision of how we deal with other aspects, but not mechanical, just because the topic is not of Krishna, directly reject that. But if my intention is to have a relationship with that person, I will do everything I will be very tolerant everything to have that relationship. It's a big topic, you know, because Kanishta Adhikari, they cannot discriminate among to whom make friendship. Because only Madhyama Adhikari can make friendship with devotees. So I'm in a neophyte stage. So therefore, our relationship are like very unclear sometimes. Till we get the platform of Madhyama, then it's very clear. It's spiritual foundation relationship. Okay.
The king is advanced and he's also struggling with his sense gratification. And we have a clear program of hearing and chanting and serving for advancement. But in terms of dealing with sense gratification issues, because we're not necessarily, I'm not an integrated person, a totally integrated. There are things that are pretty good and things that are pretty bad and things in the middle. What's the program, or is there a program for how I deal with the bad things, the lower things, the ignorant things in me?
How is the program to deal with ignorance while you are doing service? Because you said that we have a program.
What's the king going to do? I mean, he's got this dilemma. He's this advanced person, and yet he's falling for his sense gratification, which is going to destroy him. So, I mean, is the hearing and chanting and service both going to advance him and eliminate his personality, his spiritual fault, or does he have to do something different about that spiritual fault?
I don't know if I understood properly. King Purandara now is not practicing hearing and chanting. He's hearing and chanting other things at this point of the story.
Oh.
He's doing other type of hearing and chanting. So while we have a difference, we have a process given by Srila Prabhupada, sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti, other rules and regulation. And just by practicing this properly, then all the anarthas are inside, are clean. And the problem is when we are not engaged, because and also when our mind is not in the activity, because we are nasochatina kanshati, we may be do performing service, but the mind is in the future or in the past, and not in the devotional activity. So there is no much advantage of the activity. But anyway, is to save, to just to practice and to follow what has been given to us, which is amazing. That especially in the temple, no? all the spiritual program from morning. So from 4 o'clock, maybe no, 4:30 to 9 o'clock, and prasang, we are safe. And then we have to find ways to become Krishna conscious. Then start the danger, the real danger. And then in the evening program, where we are, as soon as we come to temple, again we are like, we can say we are safe, not maybe from our mind, but at least externally, safe in the association of devotees. But therefore, especially in the beginning, we always have an authority that is telling us what to do with all our time. And it's keeping us safe. And then it's our responsibility to be introspective and fix our mind while we are doing service. But if we make so much excuses, like because I'm feeling, I'm practicing devotional service, I'm not feeling that I'm advancing like that, then we become like Arjuna, completely paralyzed. And those excuses will bring us to the point of stop the practicing. Like, what if they stop chanting because they say, my chanting is very offensive. So I'm doing all nonsense, so I don't want to chant anymore because I'm very respectful and appreciative to the holy name. Therefore, I'm not chanting anymore because I don't want to commit offense. But at least the minimal we can do is to follow at least like a, I don't say take literally this, but like a robot, not because we have to practice like a robot, but at least you can keep the button in on, and then try to fix or ask for help, but never stop the practice. And once we stop, then everything will come out. Whatever is inside will manifest. At least we are stopping. But it's very important, therefore, good association, sadhus, that will help us to become introspective and start with the help of the spiritual master and these devotees to fix whatever is wrong inside in our practice and our chanting. But we are not like King Purandara in the sense we are like him, but not in the, when we are in this situation, we are not externally practicing vikarma, karmakanda. We are practicing bhakti yoga, but the problem is we may be like Kim Puranjana inside, having all, if in the bed aspect, with the pillow, of a lady, the material mind.